This story is from Right Wing Watch. This is Rick Joyner. Democrats are going crazy because they know the devil is losing power under Georgia. So under Trump. Why did I say Georgia? Oh, because the devil went down to Georgia.
Devil did go down to Georgia.
Yeah, he was looking for a soul to steal. Mm. He was in a bind, you see, because he was way behind.
You know the lyrics to make of the song?
No.
Outrageous. Jesus Christ.
Fire on the mountain, boy. Run, boy. Run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. What do you want from me? Anyway, let's listen to Rick Joyner. You're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
That's the countryest, backwoodsiest song I've ever heard in my life. It's so fucking jug band, fucking washboard it is,
but
garbage.
It's a story song, and I'm a sucker for story songs. God. It has a full arc. It's got characters.
Fucking,
I like it.
It's got a fucking harmonica in it. Get out of here.
It does. It does. It does. But, I mean, there's a fiddle, and he's playing it hot.
There is a fiddle. I like that it's a story about something you don't believe in.
I know. It's a musical genre I don't care for. It's a story I don't believe in, but I just always, since I was a kid, I'm a sucker for music stories.
It's also an underdog story, so.
Oh, it is an underdog story. Yeah. No, it's not, because the devil doesn't win.
Remember just before, in the last few weeks of Obama's administration, he hired hundreds of federal workers. And just, they were sown throughout the federal bureaucracy. I don't know if their jobs were defined.
That's what federal workers do. But yeah. I don't understand that at all. When he hired those federal workers, they went to work in the federal government. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do.
What else would they do? Like, you've been hired. Where should you work?
They literally define the bureaucracy.
That's
what they needed. Why was he hiring him then in just the last few weeks instead of early in his administration when they could have accomplished something in their bureaus?
The reason why, dipshit, is because every fucking person in the world thought fucking Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Yeah, I know,
including
right?
Barack Obama.
Oh, right.
Because evidently, he's an asshole who checked 538 too. So what happened is that he just thought, well, I'll just pass this on to my predecessor, who's almost certainly going to be Hillary Clinton. Right. And then he was like, everybody in the world, all those 65 million people, you could hear their asshole clench the moment fucking Trump won. Barack Obama's sounded like a fucking... on James Bond, where it's like that iris that closes.
Oh, yeah.
That was Barack Obama's asshole. Okay. Immediately he was like, fuck, I left 100 positions open thinking my predecessor, who's going to be a Democrat, is going to fill them. Well, I should fucking fill those things because they're important.
It was a panic moment. It's like, he's going to fuck that up. He's going to fuck that up. He's going to fuck that up. We can't let him fuck that up. Don't let him fuck that up. That's exactly what it was.
Even if it's partisan. And the thing is that even if it's partisan, because it is, right? Because
it is. Yeah,
he fucking filled him because fucking Trump would do the same thing if Trump was on his way out and thought Ted Cruz was going to take over for him or whoever.
It would be, let's be honest about how this horse trading works. It's like, I'll leave these positions open.
Yeah.
You can put your people in these key roles. It's fine. Fuck. You didn't win? Like, we kind of had this thing where you were going to win. Well, fuck. All right. Well, we don't want to ruin the country, so fill these jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to leave them for you. Like, I'm not... You know, like you're not coming. Like I'm not leaving fucking a doggy bag out for a burglar.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not a fucking stupid conspiracy, dummy. Because a conspiracy would require secrecy. This is way out in the open.
Yeah, there's no conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy.
Why? I think he was setting up a minefield. These were political operatives who've been doing what is happening right now. In every way they can, undermining them.
They're doing what's happening in every way they can.
Well, Tom, of course they
are. They're doing what's happening in every way they can.
I am doing everything in any way I can. For every way I can.
I can.
In every? For every?
Sometime. just play the clip.
I know.
I know. Insides.
I know. I see it. You look pained every time they say these things.
It's just such poor speech.
It's fucking gobbledyflarg.
They're doing the things with the stuff that happens. I fucking hate your parents for giving birth to you. I hate you.
Fuck you, Santa.
I hate you three generations back. I have a fucking North Korean policy on hating you. Like, I hate three generations of your family.
New administration. That's sedition. That's a,
no, it's not sedition. It's just,
it's not sedition.
It's not sedition. You're just, you're a fucking stupid person.
Major attack. That is a major rebellion against the Republic, against what we are, a democracy, a republic, where elections count.
And like, yeah, well, the elections still count.
Yeah.
That, what do you, fucking appointees are not elected.
Yeah.
They are, and walk here with me, appointed.
Huh.
Hence the appointee.
Weird.
I know.
Like them or not. They get their job through elections, not sedition like this. Now, the media is in bed with us, unquestionably. But I think those...
Oh, thanks for exposing it outside in your fucking tree fort.
Or exactly, wherever where your dog's like, circling around, you know, your feet. Like,
what, is he in a tree stand right now?
Garbage truck roll by.
He's gonna like pause the video and shoot a deer in the middle of it.
I know, he's wearing camo too.
Operatives, I think everybody that was hired in the last year of the Obama administration needs to be fired right away.
Why? What if they're good at their job?
They can be. Yeah. The thing is if Obama hired him, fucking Trump can fire him.
The thing is, like, and if he wanted to fire him, he could, but they'd have to replace him, and that's a lot of work.
And he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's seriously incompetent. He needs more kafififé.
and many others put in place. That's the only way he's going to be able to deal with.
Dude, could he record a more fucking annoying location?
I know.
His dog is shaking. There's like an airplane going overhead.
Yeah. Somebody's got a fucking Singer sewing machine going in the background.
Jesus Christ.
It's like in a fucking, like a sweatshop.
I know, right? Like live from this smelting floor. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
There are other things that I tell you, you're going to see the media going crazy. You're going to see the Democrats going crazy.
Coming to you from the moon.
It's like that guy who stood outside the camp.
Fucking train went by. And he's like, oh, you can't hear me because, woo, woo, motherfucker. Train coming through.
It's like all of a sudden, it's like a car whistle tips rolls by. And like, Bob Rubs is like, woo, woo. That's it. And that's all. Like, we're just having some fucking, who's recording this thing?
I love that they don't stop and be like, oh, that's not going to be a take.
Right.
That's not going to be a take. Now, nah, fuck it. There's a jet going by. We're just, this is live. We'll do it live.
I know their time is short. You know, this is a nature of the devil who's called the adversary. And, you know, it says in Revelation, when he is cast out of heaven, he comes to the earth with great wrath. Whenever the devil... Are those who are controlled by darkness, by evil?
What is he beating his dog with a stick?
I think he pushed his dog away
in there.
His poor hound dog is like, oh, I love you, Santa. And he had to push it away.
Maybe it was Blitzen.
It's just Blitzen. No, it's Rudolph. That's where the bells are coming from.
Start losing their power by the threat of their place being exposed and what they're doing being exposed, you better believe they're going to go insane. They're going to go into an insane rage, and that's what we're seeing now.
We're seeing an insane rage? Hold on, wait. We're seeing an insane rage. Did you notice one? I didn't notice an insane rage. I noticed a president who's fucking acting weird. I know that there's leaks, but an insane rage?
You know what makes me crazy about this? Didn't he just call, like, Obama? Didn't he talk about Obama's sedition?
Yes.
These guys love to say that shit. I mean, you don't say that about the guy who, as time goes on, it becomes more and more clear that more and more people in his administration have links to Russia. Like, you don't care about that?
No, that's not seditious at all. It's more seditious than some guy who filled a job opening.
It filled a job opening. It blows me away that there aren't more people on the other side that are like, whoa, we need to look into this shit.
It's a real big possible problem. And like, we just need to just start an investigation, complete an investigation, and have the details of it. If there's nothing there, then let there be nothing there.
Exactly.
Then we're done. But like, all this like obstructionism and all this fucking, you know, just stop. Shouldn't we all be concerned? There seems to be quite a bit to be concerned about.
And it seems like if there's nothing to be concerned about, then just You guys are the party of, well, if you don't care, if you didn't do anything, you have nothing to worry about, right? They're constantly talking about that, right?
Nothing to fear. What do you have to hide?
Nothing to
fear,
nothing to hide. Don't worry about it. You know, why should you worry about a cop pulling you over, black guy? You shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, let him search your car. Yeah, spread your cheeks.
You don't have anything to hide. What do you have anything to hide for? These are the people who say that shit all the time. Well, fucking man, do it now. Exactly. Like, well, you don't have anything to hide, right? You don't have anything to hide. Oh, well, fucking show them some stuff. Especially when there's this much at stake.
Right.
Right. When it's not just you, it's the office of the presidency. It's the special counsel. It's the, you know, the this and the that, all these high offices. All those high offices need to make sure that they're squeaky clean so that the government can fucking run.